Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, of course, the big story, Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. What impact did the storm have on markets and crops?
Well, it had very little impact on grain prices. We've got the drought area. We could have used some of the moisture that it brought in, but the moisture didn't move far enough west to alleviate any of the drought that's in the U.S. winter wheat areas.
Okay. Let's switch gears to talk about wheat prices. Wheat's been in this sideways pattern. You've talked about it a lot. When do you think that's going to end?
Nobody knows. The markets are just in a doldrum. If you look at the wheat market, Kansas City Board of Trade December, we've talked about it really since July the 13th, Friday the 13th in July, that it moved into a sideways pattern between $8.69 and $9.57 and hasn't moved out of it since. Right now, we're right in the middle of it, and there's no indication it's going to break that sideways pattern anytime soon.
Okay, you mentioned the drought, and with the drought still a big issue, you sort of compared prices from this time last year?
Right, the market's concerned about the 2013 wheat crop. You can see that on the Kansas City Board of Trade December contracts. If you look at the December 13 contract, it's at a 20-cent premium to the December 12 contract. In other words, the market is expecting us to not be able to rebuild wheat stocks next year.
Okay. Let's talk about corn now. It's also in a sideways pattern.
Yes, we got through the corn harvest essentially, and they're planting down in Argentina and Brazil and those areas. The talk in the corn market as it moves sideways is, and we look forward to 2013, is that we can rebuild corn stocks next year and that we can get out of this drought situation before we get into the planting period for corn as we get into March and April of next year.
Okay, and then in terms of corn, how do this year's prices compare to last year?
Well, as we were talking about there, prices next year are projected to be about $1.20 less than they are this year. And so that probably has some impact on wheat, in that this year we're feeding more wheat. Next year in 13, we may not.
Okay. And finally, as we wrap up today, your word of advice for producers?
Well, I think as producers look out forward to prices, that wheat prices are expected to hold current levels as we get into the 2013 year and probably into September, October of 2013. I think prices are going to hold at these levels, within plus or minus a dollar.
Okay. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.